Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola, Thursdays at 8:40.
And we have Wendy Nola on the line with us today. It promises to be a masterclass in all things consumer related. Hello, Wendy lady.
Darren, how to help me to help you kind of thing, and okay. Other companies, how to present your case so you've got the best chance of success.
I presume you're using closing your Edgar's account today as the template.
Yes, so you remember last week's Consumer Watch, we talked about the many Edgar's account holders who've been battling for a while to close their accounts. In some cases, those accounts suddenly came to life again last year with amounts for club membership, service fees, and other so-called value adds. When the account holders thought that, their account was dead and buried quite some time ago. So the account chaos is the result of a whole lot of dramatic changes for the 92-year-old iconic South African retailer going on behind the scenes, of course. So Edgar's has been sold by Edcon, which is a business rescue. The Durban-based Retailability Group now owns Edgar's, but the accounts management is being handled by the company RCS, and if that wasn't quite enough fragmentation, Pollard underwrites the insurance policies which Edgar's has sold to many other account holders, and there are other insurances as well, and all those premiums are paid by people's monthly accounts. So people just get the one account, and all the stuff is going on in the background, right? So yeah, for many, closing the account has been an impossible task, because those monthly extra charges, those service fees and club memberships and that get added whether people buy or not. And so if the account isn't closed for whatever reason, then those amounts keep accruing to the account. And some people, as we heard last week, even been handed over for non-payment for an account they thought was closed. So, there are a whole lot of issues. In some cases, the account was closed, but the club membership wasn't. I mean, have you ever? They're going from pillar to post to try and get closure. At the end of last week's show, which we recounted that case of the elderly woman who'd been handed over for the account, I'd managed to sort that out. I had got really nice line of contact with RCS's CEO, Regan Adams. I invited listeners in a similar position to email me with their cases, and I'd take them up with RCS.
Yeah.
It was a deluge, I should have expected, and I'm still trying to compile those cases. I've sent off one batch, but most people didn't think to give me their account numbers, so that meant emailing back sometimes two or three times to get all the information I needed to compile their case. So anyway, the development is that I heard from Retailability being the company that now owns it, because their marketing head of marketing, Terry Dale, reached out to me to say they take this very seriously. They've agreed with RCS to have a team assigned to social media pages to respond directly. This is interesting in the way companies deal with these issues these days.
Yeah.
It might seem small, he said, but it allows for direct resolutions of queries, as RCS have access to their systems for direct logging and actioning of query resolution. So they've done some stuff to take out some of the hurdles and the fragmentation there. They've agreed, this is big, they've agreed with RCS that billings of third-party services after the request for account closure be suspended, even though technically customers should be cancelling with the individual service providers of those products. So in other words, insurance products administered by Hollard and Edgar's clubs, those are not RCS products. But here's the thing, the customers didn't have any fragmentation when they were sold those things, right? It all came seamlessly onto their accounts. So big lesson for companies. And they've allocated additional team members from their own customer service to focus specifically on RCS queries and complaints. But he did say that there's been a decline since September of these kinds of complaints. So sure, that's an interesting one. But my offer to help them.
Wendy, we need to actually go into traffic, but when we come back, you already alluded to one thing there. There's some mistakes that we're making when we're trying to get our consumer issues resolved. Wendy Nola is finally going to put all of that to bed today. She's going to give you advice to improve your chances of getting your consumer issue resolved on Consumer Watch, straight after your traffic. Also, if you miss it, it'll be on the podcast as well on our website, ecr.co.za.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola.
All right, so Wendy's been helping us out with the saga of closing your Edgar's account. It turns out that they're going to be helping you out on social social media now as well. But more importantly, Wendy put her hand up to help you out. Her Facebook and every other platform literally exploded. But there were a couple of rookie errors that we were making. So, as an intervention, Wendy Nola right now is going to give you a checklist of a couple of things that you can do, I'm hoping, to make sure that your consumer issue or gripe is addressed timelessly and correctly. Wendy?
Well chosen. Look, this is just about me. This is about any time you want to write, this before I take a case on the person's actually dealt with the company that they've got the gripe with, or an ombudsman or something. So if you're wanting something out of a company or an individual, there's certain things that you really should do in order to increase your chances of getting what you want, Trace, really helping people to help you. And it's not just with this Edgar's batch. It's generally about 90% of the emails I get don't have the information I need to help immediately. So I can't help everyone, but I could help many more if I didn't have to write back two or three times, or at least once, to someone to say, yes, it's a self-help issue. What's the number? What's your account number? What, you know, basic details that people just don't think to give for whatever reason. So a typical Edgar's, please help me, Edgar's email goes like this, and this is an actual one. Hi, Wendy. Been trying to get past closing my Edgar's account since March. Fees have been adding on every month, and every time I go to the store, I inquire. I still don't get help. Please help. Okay, so no account number, no store name. She didn't even give a surname, but I must help her. How? Do I phone Edgar's and say, please help Anne?
Yes.
Because I don't have any details, sorry, but help her anyway. You know, please just have to think a little bit. So, as I say, if I have to write back to someone to say, what's your account number, what's this, what's that, there's a very big chance that in the deluge of email I get, I won't even see that response. Mm. If I can send an email straight away to my contacts in various organizations, that's your best chance.
Yeah.
Right. So, here are a few tips. Here we go. And they're very few. Summarize your case in a few paragraphs. Don't just forward a series of emails and attachments, or copy me in on email on correspondence you're having with the company and expect me to figure out what's going on. Use proper English, not sloppy duh, dim, great, GR8, SMS speak with no punctuation or spacing, just this solid block of text, which is a real turn off. Not just me, any company, I assure you, that might work for your friends and family on WhatsApp or Facebook or whatever, but if it's a bit of a more formal thing, it's like being on the roads with no traffic signs and stop streets and all the rest. It's chaos.
Yeah.
So
no
one wants to be confronted with a block of that. So use proper English, use spacing, use capitalisms, use full stops. It makes it easier for people to figure out what you're on about. If applicable, and it doesn't apply to Edgar's, obviously, give photographic evidence of the problem you're having. That adds huge weight to any issue. And we all have these cameras on our phones now. Make sure they're in focus. Supply all relevant detail, dates, places, names of the people you've dealt with, your name, your contact details, and a timeline, a nice proper sequence of events.
Yeah.
And that there's many more, but those are the basic ones. If you do that, trust me, your life will improve if you're trying to get help or something from a company or individual. Put yourself at the top of the pile.
And also, when addressing you, it's Wendy Nola and not Wendy Knowledge.
That was very funny.
Thank you, Wendy.
Darren, Carrie and Sky. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.